everybody. Welcome to Delilah's show. She's not going to be with us this week because she's a little under the weather. I'm her husband, Frank. I'll be filling in for her, and hopefully she'll be in next week. But, you know, there's no need to panic. Don't send your emails or your concerns are duly noted already, as I might imagine. She's a very popular woman. So anyway, call up the line as you would Delilah and, you know, send in your dedications. And we'll play them for the people you love. And on the phone right now is Mike from Wisconsin. Let me see. Mike, you there?
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Delilah. It's good to have you on your show.
Okay, this isn't Delilah. You should listen to the radio when you turn it on. This is Frank, her husband.
Oh, hey, Frank. Your wife's amazing.
I know.
She's healed many people.
I'm sure she has. Can you get to your point?
I'm calling in tonight because my wife, she has foot cancer for the fourth time, and it's just...
She has foot cancer.
It's been taking a toll on her
family. She has cancer on her feet, is what you're calling to tell me.
And the kids are just really upset, and sometimes I just don't know what to do. The medical bills are
piling up. All
right,
dude, you're bumming me out. Listen, you want me to play a song for her?
Yeah,
what's your wife's name?
Her name's Lindsay.
All right, okay, Lindsay. Okay, Lindsay, this is for you.
It's so hard for us sometimes.
Dude, shut up. I'm trying to do your dedication. This is for Lindsay from Mike, special dedication for your foot cancer. This is Blood on the Dance Floor by Michael Jackson.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome, Mike. You keep on listening to Delilah.
I don't know about you, but I'm really freaking bored with the theme song that used to start the show. I don't know about you, or the frequency in which you watch CNN, but if you watch CNN a lot, you know the economy's in trouble. Hence why we can't afford a brand new theme song, or the recording time that it takes, or the time from our schedules in which Robbie needs to record a crappy rap. But I bet you when we do a new theme song, you'll do more crappy raps. Oh God, I'm so bored with the old theme song, 'cause it used to go something like... But I forgot how to play it correctly, so I'm gonna start the show, my lovely show. But at first I just want you to all feel welcome, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening to the show. Now we're gonna talk.
Yay, everybody, we're
back. Welcome to our show.
I know you missed us in your hearts
real
and in your
bad
minds.
I need you bad, baby.
But let's talk about what we did on the break, just real
okay.
quick, let's bang it out.
Yeah.
We had an Easter party.
We did.
And Chloe Jones has cooked for us.
Oh, it was good.
Was it very, very
she
delicious?
She made chicken stuff.
And we got to see your new house.
Yes.
It was very, very nice.
Well, thank you.
I like your floors.
I know. I got good floors. I made the hardwood choice.
And you got, what is that, like a three-story
yes,
kind of
ditty
there? Yes,
a three-story townhome.
And I also saw where you and Brie bang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The, where the
that
magic happens.
That chair I have, yeah.
Right, the bench.
Right.
But anyway.
And you watched G.I. Joe.
Yes, we did.
We watched G.I. Joe the movie. Fuck yeah, we did.
Yes, we did.
Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes barely appeared.
Worst cartoon ever.
There's not... What?
Yeah. Says you.
Says me.
There's nothing like playing poker, getting drunk...
And watching G.I. Joe
and watching
the movie.
G.I. Joe the movie.
But this one's for Duke!
I can't believe Sergeant Slaughter was in it. That's the funniest shit ever.
That's the best part of the movie.
And it was our day with the Lord.
It was. Jesus wanted us to watch G.I. Joe and drink.
And
Patty.
Yes,
and Patty.
Patty.
Yeah.
Patty was with us, yes.
Also.
She was our special guest on Easter.
Yes, she was. Hey, Patty.
We love you, Patty.
Well, you've been watching a lot of TV lately.
Yes. Well, it's weird, you know, now that I moved into a new place and I've got more channels, I'm like, hey, what's on TV? And I don't know, recently, I just keep flipping to weird shit because I got the HD, you know? So I've been watching Dancing with the Stars.
What?
I'm going to admit it. I'll tell you what sold me was the fact that Penn... was on the show, like
Penn and Teller,
yeah, like the big oafy dude.
Does he not talk?
With the Highlander ponytail. And, no,
that's
Teller.
Teller,
yeah. Teller
sorry.
Doesn't speak. Yeah.
Penn Jillette, you're talking
Penn
about.
Penn Jillette,
yeah.
Yes. And Adam Carolla, who I can't stand.
Really?
Yeah, Adam Carolla's on there. And Adam, you know, he's got the, hi, everybody, I'm Adam Carolla. I'm obnoxious. I did the man show. I'll take it on the chin. fucking hate him. They are the worst dancers I've ever seen, which is amazing. Like, the judges belittled Adam Carolla to the point where I
you're really involved in the
like,
show.
Yes, I was. Yes. Yeah.
What else have you been watching? Because when we went to your house, we were like trying to watch Lost, but it's kind of like this show.
Lost,
if you don't watch it every
day,
you don't know what the fuck is going on.
You know what it is? It's a soap opera. It's like Days of Our Lives. You can, you know, pick up 30 episodes later, nothing has happened. You don't know why they're on the island. No one cares.
Are they dead? I don't get it.
I don't think so. No. You know what? I think it's just a show to piss you off.
I think so.
At the end
it's
of the show,
no heroes.
Like, you know what? When the show ends, just be like, there was no ending. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen an episode before, so I can't really judge.
It's pretty, though. I like it in HD. I have seen it in high def. And let me just say, you know, you look at Anderson Cooper, and he's like a pretty man, you know, in standard def.
Mm-hmm.
In high def, he's gorgeous. I am not gay at all. Seriously not. But he's a gorgeous man.
It's hearsay.
Gorgeous man. You even said it. You've said it. You said you bang Anderson. I heard you say it.
He'd also said he'd bang you,
though. I know. You bang everything.
Yeah. But you want my
You're like
dick.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But anyway, we've discovered a reality show that is the greatest show ever since the Bobby Brown show.
It stars my most favorite fuck-up in Hollywood. Now,
Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci. Now, Breaking Bonaducci was a smash hit in my heart.
You guys like it. I didn't like that show.
Oh, dude. No. When I saw him freak out because his wife decided to do something with her life, like get a band going... His response.
Oh, see, I wasn't watching it.
Dude, his response after he was all roided up was to take his shirt off, wear purple Adidas workout pants, take a motorized scooter, go to a shitty gas station, buy a liter of vodka and a quart of like or vice versa, whatever, a quart of cranberry juice and a liter of vodka.
Right.
Fucking dumped the cranberry juice out, poured the whole bottle of vodka in, and just chugged it. Then
because
drove,
she joined a band.
Because she joined a band, and he wasn't spending enough time with him.
This isn't so entertaining,
dude. And then he what? And then he drove into traffic. Like, that was the best shit I ever saw.
Oh, that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would have
liked
that.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Did he get hit or anything?
No, unfortunately not.
I don't believe that's real then.
So, yes, he has a new show because they just couldn't keep him off television.
It's called My Child is a Star.
And this is where Danny tries to find the next child star because he was once a child star.
But the greatest shit ever is that their parents
are
fucking competing
crazy.
They're competing also, and holy shit, he has a co-host that berates them.
Yes. It's amazing. Yeah, because the parents are supposed to be the manager
of the child's career,
right?
Yeah. And wow, holy shit, are they control freaks.
They're very scary.
What I really love is the fucking old heavy metal looking guy that kind of looks like a druid.
With no eyebrows.
Right. Yeah, that dude looks like Grimace.
He looks like a cross between Ronnie James Dio and Chunk from the Goonies.
He does look like Chunk from the Goonies a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, I kind of feel bad for these people because they're all exploited, really. But you know what? The parents got it. No, they're totally exploited on their little VH1 show. But in reality,
this is the greatest idea that VH1 has come up with. Because just when you think they're getting tired, bam!
They come up with another smash hit.
A genius. Because I thought they were going to do like Rock of Love 12.
Ugh. I hope they do.
You now, like that show.
I love
it. I can't stand that shit.
He looks like Serpentor.
He is hideous. He's hideous.
This I command, you will suck my dick.
I don't understand him. And he has like a wig or something.
And he always throws snakes at people. Why does he do that?
Ooh, Bret Michaels or Serpentor?
Both.
Yeah. I don't get him at all.
I don't either, but it's a great
and
show.
And he's the prize? Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that might be the slightly better than Flava Flav being the prize.
Slightly?
Yeah, slightly.
That's like getting, I don't know, burnt pizza versus like an old submarine sandwich.
Right.
Which is worse.
Like, here's your prize, lady, a burnt out old fuck who should work at a video store. Yay! A narcissistic burnt out fucker. With
awesome.
A wig.
It's awesome.
With a bad weave.
Dude, fucking catty bitches. Oh my god.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm over catty.
Yeah, I was over it in season 2 of Flavor of Love.
I can't watch season three. Mm-mm.
But we do have his autograph that we're giving out in a contest soon.
Oh, are you giving a...
Yeah, next episode.
He's
we'll talk about
away.
The next episode. Yeah,
yeah
we'll talk about the next episode.
Right, yeah.
Courtesy of our friends at VH1.
Yay.
Woo!
So, you know what? We'll be back after this.
Teenage Jesus!
Mother Mary, Jesus just broke the window at the market.
Now, Judas, you know God doesn't like a tattletale.
That's not true at all. God doesn't like liars, and he wasn't going to tell you, so I had to come and tell you.
Now, Jesus, is Judas telling the truth?
He's lying. You can't trust anything he says. I'm telling my dad, he's going to smote you.
Teenage Jesus! First power!
Have you heard this fucking Paul McCartney song that Disco's been playing incessantly all week long?
No.
Dude, it's seriously, torture. I can't stop. It's like OCD.
Every time I'm here, he's playing it. Every time we're on the phone, he's fucking singing it.
That's obnoxious.
No, seriously, I've been downloading all of his albums.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird. It's like some weird OCD thing. Like, I have to get to the bottom of his essence.
That's weird.
Like, I feel like I'm going to hear a certain song by him, and it's going to trigger off some kind of weird memory.
You're going to have a flashback, like Travis Walton on
or, like, maybe one of my parents trying to pluke me or something. Or a pressed memory. I don't know. It's just weird.
That is very strange.
I can't stop listening to Paul McCartney.
Please stop.
You should probably stop.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I can't even say I enjoyed it. It's like I'm trying to punish myself on purpose.
Yeah, that's...
Why do you have to punish us, too, though? I don't understand.
You're my friends.
I don't want to be punished, though.
Anyway, we have parties all weekend.
We do.
That's right. Saturday, we have your housewarming party.
Word. Club RD. I sound really excited about it.
Do we have to bring chairs again?
It would actually be helpful to bring a couple extra chairs. Yeah. But, I mean, there's poker, there's music, live dancing, and...
you have 1 month left.
Tammy G, what the hell are you talking about?
Until your dick is stolen by your girlfriend.
You're a cunt, Tammy.
Well, what Tammy's referring to is Robbie Danger's girlfriend moves in with him.
Yes, she does.
How many hours from now is that?
4,000. I don't fucking know how many hours it is.
Don't you have the countdown in your phone?
Maybe.
That's 720 hours until your life is over.
Thank you, Tammy.
I love you, Tammy.
Tammy, I kind of hate you a little bit.
I love you.
I love Chloe. Robbie Danger is a twat.
I'm not going to give you any more boundaries, Tammy.
Oh, we'll take care of you, Tammy.
And the fuck you will.
I hope you drop dead. You are a dickless human.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough.
Such a twat.
We have a Yankees party.
That's right.
When is
See,
that?
We're honoring our soldiers. we're honoring our troops.
Spoken like a true New Yorker. Bada bing!
And by troops, we mean Bobby Abreu, Hideki Matsui, Robinson Cano, Shelley Duncan,
Whoa.
Alex Rodriguez,
Jorge Posada.
Jorge Posada. And our favorite, Jabba Chamberlain.
Yay!
Best relief pitcher ever. We call him, Lord of the Flies.
Rest in peace, Doug Mankiewicz.
So when is that? When do you guys have the party?
Monday afternoon.
Monday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. We'll Some of see. Us are taking the day off work for it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
You guys have weird holidays. You're like the Jews.
It's like an opening. Yeah, it's opening day. Toronto, which don't get me started. Ooh, that's right. Yankees versus Canada.
Woohoo!
Canada's going down.
Snowbacks are going to die.
This is more a war about ethics.
I believe so.
Wow. Yeah. Yankees. Ethics. Didn't think I'd hear that.
All right.
Wah, wah.
Wait. I'm sorry. Wait, did you just wah-wah me?
I did.
Yeah, she did. I heard that shit.
Yeah. Don't mock my team, bitch. Don't do it.
Ooh, challenge.
Whoa. I got nothing.
She's doing hand motions at you.
Pick up the energy, Mr. Danger.
I got nothing, man.
You're melting into the
He's
chair.
He's all sleepy.
Yeah, I got bored with your New York story. Who cares?
Here he doesn't even watch baseball.
Here in the South, we just have a slower pace than you New York.
He watches golf. He doesn't give a fuck about the Yankees.
And Martha Stewart
Living. Martha Stewart, right? Yeah, I heard about that. You're watching Martha Stewart Living now?
I got called out.
Yeah, you did.
All right. So, again, I'm at home, and I've got the HD, and I can see Martha in HD, and yeah, I kind of watch the show.
You don't want to view her any other way.
No.
Seriously.
No. Yeah. She had her 500th show. I'm a little embarrassed.
500th birthday?
She actually had Conan O'Brien on there because like they're good friends. They always do like funny bits. So I was like, yay, Conan's on there.
Right.
But really, I was like, yay, recipes. And so,
you probably were.
Yeah, I was. And so...
your friend lines look great in HD.
Yeah, really. I don't know. They baked something and made something, and Conan cracked a bunch of jokes. It was amusing. And then I realized I'm a housewife.
Really? Did they cook a dish together?
I can't remember what they made. I'm thinking
you made it along with the TV.
That's what I think. Right. Except he doesn't have any pots, pans, or Tupperware yet.
Whatever. You can buy him as wedding gifts.
Wedding gifts.
Wedding announcement.
Everybody's invited. Come on over.
You are no longer a man.
Yeah.
Tammy. You're gonna look like fucking RoboCop before I'm done with you in the second movie. I'm gonna throw you out of my car moving that happens to be a Taurus.
Anyway, you know what? Let's get to the news.
Really?
This has been too much of a party.
Really?
I just want to get right to it.
I feel like we haven't shared enough yet.
Oh, really? What do you want to share?
I don't know. I watched Martha Stewart. Why don't you share something?
I've just been watching the same shit I always watch.
What are you watching?
Let's see, CNN and CNN.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, you know what? I watched how the House of Representatives works.
What, on C-SPAN?
C-SPAN. Oh. Yeah.
So you were trying to take a nap.
I fucking love that shit.
Really? I can't.
What about the Lyndon Johnson?
You ever watch the Parliament?
No, show? Like, yeah, no, oh, I
fucking CNN covers Parliament, too.
Yeah.
Do they wear the wigs in Parliament?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, yes, we're going to take care of the Iraq War, the American... They're like spitting when they're talking. It's the best. But the greatest thing about the Parliament is when they take on the issue of global warming,
right?
It's like common sense to them. Like, not like the Republicans here where they're like in total denial about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the like, oh yes, we're going to invest with the banks about it. We're going to start like a brand new fund just for global warming.
You know, we probably need
fucking awesome.
Some legislation passed to prevent the ice caps from melting further by taxing corporations that happen to be producing lots of greenhouse gases. What do you think about that, Gerald?
I think that's a great idea, Johnny.
Yes, all right, yes. Motion passed.
Excellent,
here.
Excellent. It's all very excellent.
Didn't you have
fucking awesome.
Didn't you have a job interview this week? You're switching jobs, maybe?
Yeah. With the trucking company.
How'd that go?
It was different. I don't know if I'll get it, but it was this guy who's like, you know, real Southern, because it's outside of Atlanta.
Right. It's OTP.
Know? It's OTP.
outside the perimeter, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing the interview, and the guy's like, now, I could see by your resume, you're going to be dealing with people you've never dealt with before. And I'm thinking, no shit. But yeah, it's like a real, like just driving truck parts from vendor to vendor.
Now you're going to have to deal with a lot of rodeo clowns.
And you know what? It's funny because I kind of wandered into this by mistake. Something that Tim had talked me into.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, you know, if I get hired, I might just do it.
Yeah, I think you should.
For the comedy
alone.
Just for
the stories alone.
You know, be awesome. Totally. You could totally have a shotgun in your cab.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
You'd be terrified.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, of course, that's what they do. Yeah, they have illegal sawed-off shotguns in their cab, and then you could have like a beat prostitute in the back.
Can I buy you lots of flannels?
See, like, where were you before the interview? Like, I would have been a lot more enthusiastic at the interview had you told me this. I would have done anything.
Yeah, to get that job. You actually, it's actually standard for truckers. You actually get a half-dead prostitute. Yeah.
I'm like the snowman in Smokey and Bandit.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude, what's your handle gonna be?
Big Red One.
Hey, Big Red One, this is, Cottage Cheese. We're gonna
Yeah, come in there, Cottage Cheese.
And we're trying to find out when that delivery's gonna get here. Are you done with that dead hooker yet?
I'm passing her around to Jimmy Bill Black Jackson Bob. And, he's gonna pass it down the line, and she'll be there in another 8 minutes.
Alright, well, when you're done with that she-bitch on the 10-4, you just bring her on back here. We'll get her lubed up and ready to go for, round four.
Alright, well, I'll try to get it out of there as quick as possible. She's not quite cold yet.
Alright, and do me a favor. If you go ahead and knock the teeth out, that'd be great. I put it on my necklace.
You know, Jimmy Joe Bob Jackson already glued a couple to his, belt buckle. Over.
Unacceptable.
This will be the best job
ever.
That's
what it's going to be like every day.
Why do I have a tooth necklace?
What's that?
Why do I have a tooth necklace?
Because you're a fucking hick.
That's what rednecks do.
Yep. Yeah.
Necklace of teeth and ears.
That and pluking dead prostitutes.
Aw.
Well, let's get to the news. It's now time for breaking news with Chloe Jones.
Now here's the fucking news, jerk.
I can tell I'm peeking.
You're not actually peeking.
I see red.
You're not peeking.
I want to stab your penis.
You don't, because you want my penis.
That is untrue and a lie.
You desire the red-headed cock, and you want to kiss it and call it strawberry shortcake treats.
What the fuck?
You have dreams about my cock. You're like, that looks like delicious eating. Scrumptious.
Someone help.
I believe him, so I can't help you.
Yeah,
I know you believe him. You believe everything.
Anyway, let's get with the first news story.
Yeah.
Okay. 220 square miles.
This just in, Rob wants my dick.
He does. I believe that
wholeheartedly. He totally does.
But I think you want to give it to him, too.
I do. I don't have any problem admitting that. I want to hit that shit from the back.
It's man cub love.
I want to do that, like, in Queer as Folk, because I didn't even know homos can, like, have missionary position sex.
What are you talking about? I was just zoning out looking at your posters, and all I've heard was dick and you putting it in.
Yeah,
there.
Did you ever see Queer as Folk? They bang each other like missionary position.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I've never. Did you know that homos can do that?
Well, how would they do that?
Like, they, you know, like.
The guy
I guess
just puts his legs up.
That's fucking nasty.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
like
gross
that's,
at all. It's
I wouldn't want to get
love.
Poked in the stomach by a cock.
All love is beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful love. But
can we do the news?
Under that premise, why don't you just come here and take my cock right now?
Nope.
For sure.
I know you want me to put it in you, but I ain't going to do it.
No.
I kind of envision Doug putting it in you, but doing a reach around while he's doing it.
I will.
Why don't we do a video podcast so you can see the fucking disgusting hand motion Chloe just did?
But then you know what he's going to do? He's going to sling it. That's what he's going to do.
All right. Do you have news? Because what you're saying
this
is
just
not
saying
news
Rob's
to me. Gonna
play my rusty trumpet.
It's a rusty trombone, dude. Get it right.
I said trumpet.
Yeah. Well.
So 220 square miles of ice have collapsed in the Antarctica ice shelf. It's about the size.
That's
of
infinitely more interesting than Rob taking it from the back.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I was. I actually heard about this story. What's terrifying about it? And I like how Disco's still giggling about penises. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. A fucking iceberg is about to, you know, make the sea levels rise and make Jake Gyllenhaal go get a girlfriend at the New York library.
I like that movie.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I know what movie you're talking about. Never seen it.
Whatever. You know, the thing where, like...
The Day After Tomorrow.
There you go.
I've heard of it. I've never seen it, though.
It was all right. So, apparently, 220 square miles of ice fell into the ocean or something
it's
like that.
It's collapsing.
Uh-huh, right. Yeah, that actually holds up 5,285 square miles the size of Connecticut.
Yep.
So, needless to say, Al Gore's going to be too busy to cast a superdelegate vote.
That's correct. Exactly. He's going to be. You know what he's going to do? He's going to go to Antarctica. And he's going to hold it up with his hands,
like Superman.
Yep.
His wife's not going to let the iceberg make music.
Nope.
Nope. That's dirty. You can't do it. Fucking Tipper Gore.
No, but seriously, I think we're fucked. Actually,
yeah,
we're fucked.
Yeah, I'm trying to block that part of the story out, actually.
We're probably enough inland that it won't affect us when the sea levels rise.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure about that.
But it affects the
I'm
entire...
hoping so.
Like, what they're saying
well, don't
is
you
that
remember
everybody
in a day
does
after
that.
Tomorrow.
The entire universe.
Don't you remember in Day After Tomorrow? Like, it just... It
I find comfort in believing the Republicans on this issue.
Yeah, I know.
Ignorance is not bliss in this case, sir.
There is no global
warming. Well, you know, like, when all the blizzards
only
shit
liberals
happen,
think that.
When all the blizzards and shit happen, it's just it's all above Georgia.
Right.
And then, like, the sea levels can't rise because we're, I don't know.
Why do you keep beating the shit out of Chloe's microphone?
It's
you're illustrating aggression. Your point. You're like, poof.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, sea levels.
All right. Well. Whatever.
You're scaring the shit out of me. That's why I want to move on from the story.
He's go hold him and comfort
you're
him.
You're like my delicate flower. You're my delicate Irish flower.
Hug me.
Yeah. That was me licking your face.
Have you guys heard about the FDA warnings about the salmonella coming from the Honduras
cantaloupes? Actually, I did hear about that, yeah.
Honduras whoa. Cantaloupes? Can you get those at a supermarket?
What the hell is a cantaloupe?
Cantaloupe.
She said cantaloupe?
She said cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
No, I said the Honduras cantaloupes.
You said cantaloupe.
I think I heard loop, too.
It's all right. I didn't know if you were like...
Whatever he says.
She's like, this just in, Honduras has lupus.
I thought you were talking about the band. Funker. Cantaloupe? No, you don't remember that band?
Oh, yeah, it's from the 70s.
They're from the 70s?
I don't know. I'm just
okay. All right, well, so yeah, so you, right? It's a bunch of melons that are fucked up.
We like to lie on the show.
All the time. Yeah. Well, the president of Honduras.
There's a president there?
Yeah, Manuel Zelaya.
Sure, whatever.
Had a press conference in which he said, it's not in our fruit. It's not true what they're saying. Logically, we believe it's an error. And then he said, permit me a second, and pulled out a giant basket of cantaloupe.
Did he fucking eat it?
He ate it.
That's awesome.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. He ate it to prove that there was no salmonella.
Now, let me ask you a question. How much cantaloupe did he eat? Did he eat like one, or did he eat like 30
He
of them?
Sliced off one chunk and chewed it vigorously.
Yeah, that shit was like imported from the U.S.
Definitely.
Well, he said
that was
that,
a non-salmonella.
That was a Romanian cantaloupe. Just guessing.
This just in, they can't grow actual fruit there.
In Romania?
No. There's no soil.
Absolutely not.
There's no soil in Romania.
Absolutely no, there's not. It's a whole country just full of concrete.
All they do is make stuff.
Yeah.
They can't grow anything there.
In fact, the whole country was just carpeted.
Yep.
It's true. It was very expensive.
They put hardwoods in the capital.
Yeah.
Did you get the video that I sent you about the sex offender?
No.
I saw the video. I couldn't pull the audio from it.
Okay.
It was very staticky.
Okay, so I don't even think we should talk about the story then.
I think we should talk about it.
Tell me about it. All right,
there's a 72-year-old sex offender. His name is Leroy Shad.
And the sad thing is he kind of looks like the father in Babe. The guy who's in 6 feet under, was it David Babe? Cromwell?
Doesn't look like
David Babe?
Cromwell a little bit.
Babe, the pig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch that movie.
Did you see 6 feet under?
Yes.
The dad.
The stepdad.
Yeah, the stepdad.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, David Cromwell.
Yeah, yeah, that guy's terrifying looking.
Or Billy Cromwell.
He, you know,
or Joe
he looks like
Cromwell.
I think it's
one of the Cromwell brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the looks many. Like? He actually looks like the guy with the pitchfork in that famous painting.
In American Gothic?
American Gothic, yeah. It looks like that dude.
By Norman Rockwell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this dude looks like that, actually. And
he fucked something.
He tried. He tried to fuck a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. At the same time?
At the same time.
That's ambitious.
See, combined, they were legal. That's what he figured.
But apparently what happened is that the judge ruled that he has to put signs all over his house that say, sex offender lives here.
Sweet.
And the funny thing is I saw the video, and the signs, I gotta say, are cute.
They are. They're like, they look like garden signs.
Those are next to the signs tomatoes. That say, come in for candy.
Exactly.
Come in for candy. I'm a sex offender.
It's like you buy them in a roadside attraction or like a little crafts kind of like place.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. Do you think...
you buy them at Michael's.
I was going to say, do you think Kinko's makes custom sex offender signs?
I think so. Yeah.
They should. It's a good market.
I just have to put them up in my yard.
We should do that. We should make those signs.
You just put them up in your yard.
Fuck this podcast nonsense. Yeah. We should make sex offender signs. Yep.
He had to put Megan's a sign law. On his car, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But he's upset about this. He said that he can't...
Of course he is. He can't get the girls now.
He can't go anywhere. And even though he's not in prison, it's like prison.
He just wanted to be called a grandpa dater.
Yeah.
He's like, I just date a lot.
Yeah. He's like,
let me give you a word that's original to the face.
I'm going to give you something from the Truman era.
I just can't believe that this old, disgusting...
They put old Ironsides in you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I hope I don't know either one of you in 50 years.
Oh, you're going to. Style. Yeah. I'm going to do your grandchild.
Oh, God damn it. This just in. Robbie Danger's going to fuck Chloe's grandchild.
Well, she'll be 20 when that happens.
Oh, you're fucking disgusting.
She'll be legal. Yeah, it's okay. I fucked her mom.
Did you know?
I did, though.
You did not fuck my mother.
I totally fucked your mom.
You did not.
You know what's great? When I pull your mom's hair, she's like, wee, 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 wee. She complains.
Did you know that how filthy he talked to my mom on the phone yesterday?
No, I did not
know.
Oh,
my God.
What did he say?
It was fucking disgusting. I'm not repeating it.
Okay.
I'm not repeating it.
Yeah, it was like,
well, if you're not going to repeat it, I'm not interested. So let's move on. Right.
I will tell you this story.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I was like, hey, baby, you want some of this? And she was like, yeah, Dougie.
No,
I want it in my mouth.
Did she say some shit in Italian? She's like, oh, lasagna.
Yeah.
Marinara sauce.
I love when you speak Italian.
I know.
Go ahead.
Linguini.
Did you know that Drew Peterson has a Wikipedia page?
Now, see, this was a tactic. I think she just made that shit up on the fly to get us away from the subject.
Now, what does his Wikipedia page say?
It's about him and his
killings.
Well,
yes, I figured it was about him. Thank you.
One of the resources on his Wikipedia page is DougFucksChloe'sMom.com.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think if...
Sorry, go ahead.
Really, we only went one episode with no burping. Really?
I defied my producer just then.
Oh, Lord.
Go ahead.
It's a good thing I'm sitting
okay, there. So Drew Peterson has a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, and I think if Drew Peterson can get a Wikipedia page.
Wait, by the way, the sound of that noise was a moth that just came for Chloe's face. Oh, my God, it's a moth.
We have a rabid moth in here. Yeah. It's like a rogue butterfly.
It's huge.
It's really big. He'll stick around the light.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about Drew Peterson's Wikipedia page now.
All right, so his Wikipedia page.
I think that since Drew Peterson has a Wikipedia page, we need to have a Wikipedia page.
I thought we did have a Wikipedia page.
We're not allowed to have one.
No, really? They took
Why
it
not?
Down.
They keep taking it down.
We're like real people, right?
Allegedly.
You know what? If Drew Peterson can have a Wikipedia page, why can't we have a Wikipedia page?
That's what I'm saying.
I think there needs to be some form of media, like an article or something written about us to back it up. It can't just be like...
So why can't one of our listeners just blog about
us? Well, this is what I'm saying is you people out there that love us so much need to write an article about us so that we could then get a Wikipedia page.
I'd rather get an article written by someone who hates us.
Okay, you people that hate us, also.
Both of you.
Yeah. All one of you.
Okay, so. Yeah, write about us, we'll get a Wikipedia page. All right.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, Drew Peterson also has gotten a publicist because he's selling his story.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's terrible.
The Drew Peterson story.
So sometimes Lifetime Network has called me several times because, you know, I was involved with matters with women. So, you know, the women like the Lifetime and murder stories. So, more than likely, I'm going to get a few mil for that. And Stacey, you know, God bless you.
I can't wait till he appears on Oprah.
Oprah, so you are so delicious looking. I almost want to stuff you in a plastic bin and take you to the woods somewhere where no one will ever find you.
Now, I think you killed your wife.
Oprah, you know, you couldn't be further from the truth. You know, all I do up in Wisconsin is, you know, make cheese.
Gail, get him off my show.
In parentheses, the sweet release of death.
Oh.
Oprah, you're so fine. You want to get married?
Do you know that he does want to get married again? Because he just wants someone to love him.
He's a fucking serial killer. That's what serial killers do. He is a black widow.
It's disgusting. He said he just wants someone to love him.
You know what? I think that we've brought more attention to Drew Peterson than even CNN. I think so.
That's because Rob's in love with him.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk about Jose Canseco's book.
You know what? I got to tell you about Jose Canseco real quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
You ever look at little road construction cones? Not the cone-like ones and not the circular ones, but the ones that are kind of like a teepee?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I always looked at the back of them because they say Ansco, and I was always like, Canseco.
You really liked Canseco.
I did, actually. I had a bunch of his cards.
Really?
Yep.
Big roid head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And now he's like
Jose
the Hulk.
Canseco.
I have to.
No, you don't have to do anything.
No, I have to talk about this.
No, you don't.
I really do.
This makes me angry. Jose Canseco, and she knows it. That's why she's bringing it up.
Has written a second book.
I didn't know he could write.
I don't think he writes it.
Yeah, it's a ghostwriter.
Yeah, but the name of the book
Fortunately, most sports fans can't read.
Yep.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
The name of the book is Vindicated. Big names.
Case in point.
Yeah.
Big names, big liars, and the battle to save baseball.
Oh, he's battling to save baseball.
Yeah,
sure.
He is. And in this book, he says that he hooked up our favorite, A-Rod.
A favorite.
Yes. With steroids. He said that he hooked him up with a
guy. I don't believe this for
a
second.
Steroids. And he's writing about it because after he helped A-Rod out and hooked him up, A-Rod then tried to fuck his wife. And he ends
that part, I believe.
And he ends the chapter of the book saying, A-Rod, if you're reading this, in case you haven't guessed, I fucking hate you.
You know what?
Actually, really? I didn't know that.
No, I heard about this. And there's a part that got cut from the publisher where A-Rod actually had to suck the steroids out of Jose Canseco's cock.
Oh, really?
He told them that the steroids were in his penis, and that's how you could hook it up.
And A-Rod believed it.
And A-Rod sucked it out.
Right.
See, she's reporting this story to make me angry, but that just reminded me that I fucked her mom on steroids once.
Wow.
Yeah. You could say I power banged her.
Were you able to pull the audio for the cops?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah. Okay, this happened last year.
Okay.
I'll play a minute of it. Set it up.
Okay, yeah. Last year.
Set it up for the audience, Chloe. Let them know what we're going to play for.
In Dearborn, Michigan, a cop stole evidence. He stole marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And he baked pot brownies with his wife. Oh, and then went into a panic attack.
Sweet.
And called 911 claiming that he thought that they were dead.
Here's the call.
Why did he think they were dead?
Because he was having a panic attack from eating too many pot brownies.
Oh, you just said he made pot brownies. I didn't know.
Yeah, him and his wife ate them all. Sure. Oh, here's the call. Check it out.
Ordered my to keep. He died before a week.
Check it out. He's praying.
Okay.
Dearborn Heights emergency.
Yeah, can you please send rescue to 52 Campbell Street? I think I'm having an overdose at the store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. It had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
I like the 911 operator.
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, and is there any weapons in the house?
No.
She's covering all the bases.
Anyway, right.
Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I'm just, I think
are
we're
you guys
dying.
Listening to Pink Floyd?
Wait, listen.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead.
I think
I
we're
really
dead.
Do.
I think
okay,
we're
so
dead.
How much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is
the
she
living
breathing?
Room ground.
Barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
I've got this samurai sword in my hand. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Can you look?
Yeah, I can feel it. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownie?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
I don't.
You know what's funny to me about this? Wait. Stop playing for one second. Okay. You know what's funny to me about this?
What's that?
Is that the girl on the phone, the 911 operator, sounds like she's like his friend. She's like, how much did you buy? Where did you get it from? What? Are you serious? You ate the whole thing?
No, but she's kind of like, she has this voice like, no, really, it's pot.
did you take anything else? No, my favorite is.
Do you have any weapons in the house?
I think we're dead.
Dead is the best.
No, really, I do.
There's a samurai sword in the living room ground, and we were playing Excalibur and Highlander, and I think she passed out from all the blood.
It's true, there can be only one.
Yeah, he had to resign, but there were no formal charges pressed against him.
Yeah, they're really,
but he stole from the evidence room. That's a crime.
I know, but they didn't press any charges.
Well, that'll make the police look bad, though.
It was in Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh. That's not a real place.
No, doesn't even exist.
Rapper T.I. pleaded guilty to, well, yeah.
Rapper T.I.?
T.I.
That's his name?
T.I.? Yeah.
Yeah, he pleaded,
who knows what it is.
I thought it was an acronym.
Oh, probably. Yeah. I don't know what it stands for, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Titties Incorporated.
He pleaded guilty today in Atlanta.
To incriminating.
Federal weapons possession charges. He was arrested having machine guns and shit.
Yep. That'll get you arrested.
Yeah. Machine guns, silencers.
Is that the official story?
It was actually in the official story.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened to him?
He's facing.
Where do you get your news from, the BET network?
I do.
Aww.
Yeah, machine guns and shit.
I do.
Had some honeycomb in the car, too.
Damn.
He's facing 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine for each count.
Yeah! Damn!
But he has to do a year of community service.
How many hours?
He has to serve at least 1,000 hours of 1,500 hours.
That's a lot of minutes, yo!
Yo, Boost Mobile, get your shit on! You know what I like about this? Is that if it were anybody else, first of all, they'd be in jail.
Uh-huh. Like, well, he's probably going to go to jail after
it doesn't matter.
Year.
The community year, service, though, I mean, like, well, kind of letting you off the hook a little bit.
They want him to educate youth.
So here's what you do. You get yourself a Chevy Blazer, son.
Did you just say it's just a weapons? But he had machine guns. He's a convicted felon already,
and you take the floor. You take a Bowie knife, and you just take the floor out.
Then
you know what you do? Then you put the guns in the flow. That's what you do. That's how you educate the kids, the youth. That's how you hide your weapons. I didn't do that. My boy, he told me that.
Coincidentally, the House just passed the Second Amendment, reviewed it again.
Really?
That's the right to bear arms.
Yeah. Well, they were talking about it in Washington.
Thanks. Yeah, because they were trying to figure out if that was handguns or rifles. They're trying to really get a definition on it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
I don't think machine guns is anywhere.
You can't have
there.
Like an air to, you know,
what's that dude's name?
Surface-to-air missile.
I was going to call him Chuck Heston. Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's never going to let that happen. Yo, Chuck, I'm going to get my AK. That's my right as a man.
Is Chuck a nickname for Charlton?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Of course.
I got
to
pee.
You disagree with everything he says.
No, yeah. I just know that it is. It's
I'm really
going
to go pee.
Charlton.
You guys continue doing the news. I'm going to go pee.
Are you really going to pee? Really gonna pee?
Charlton in charge.
Yep.
All right, you go ahead and go pee. We'll finish the news.
Awesome.
Have we come this far to have gone astray? I've been lost before, but not lost this way. You and me thought we'd be evermore. Do I know you? Did I ever thought I did? Now I know better. Saw the signs, but not the danger. How'd you get to be a stranger at my door? Promises got left behind, and reason fell between the lines. The word.
Hey, look who joined us.
That was the longest pee ever.
I know, seriously.
Well, you got me sick with a cold, so
I did not get you sick.
So my bladder was real big.
I did not get you sick.
Yes, you did.
And I don't.
What'd you drink out of her glass or something?
Nah.
He stuck his tongue in my mouth.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, look disgusted. You took your penis out when I was cutting your hair today.
That's true. I did.
Yeah.
What? What happened? Yeah. What? You did?
All of Disco's fantasies just came true. He's like, oh.
Wait, he took his dick out while you were cutting his hair?
Yeah.
It was like little, right? It was like
peekaboo. I thought it was his thumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
What happened? He threatened to take his dick out?
No, I was cutting his hair and he was
like, hey, yeah, baby, you know, it'd be cool while you're cutting the hair upstairs. Why don't you cut the hair downstairs? You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
It's like a jungle down there.
Let's move on.
Ew.
I need you to clear cut the rainforest.
Oh, why do I imagine that that's what it is?
Well, because you...
And imagine... you can tune into this show every week. Bree Danger.
And this has been NPR.
Yeah.
So, you want to discuss Hillary Clinton's response to Jeremiah Wright?
No.
Yeah, just say it. What is it? What was her response?
Doug, don't you have it memorized?
No. I want to die.
She said, I think given all we have heard and seen, he would not have been my pastor.
She actually belongs to a cult.
Okay, tell us about the cult.
Well, it's a church group called The Family. And for those of you listening, you can Google it. But it is a fascist, elitist group of people. Like, you know, when you hear conspiracy theories, you hear about, like, you know, the Illuminati.
Right.
It's sort of like that, but really fascist and weird. And, you know.
As opposed to Illuminati, who's not.
Yeah, they're everyday running mill people. Yeah.
My children. It is a day of reckoning that has come upon us where the Clintons have an opportunity to become the leaders of the free world again.
We must make sure this happens by any means necessary.
If that means the Negro must die, he must die.
And by that we mean all of the Negroes.
Yes.
This way they cannot vote for their Negro Jesus Barack Obama.
Sir, you really shouldn't be saying that. That's not really politically correct.
Silence!
We are the family.
We are the family. We do what we want. We have the power to crush your larynx with a dollar bill.
We are the elitist silver spoons of the world.
You were born with a plastic spoon in your mouth. We were born with riches in our pants.
Now, by the power
of Grayskull,
we will summon the energy in the universe to go to Hillary Clinton's womb. And from her womb, we will create a child family. Called the United States of America.
We are the family.
And her husband will once again rule the world.
Yay. Okay, I'm completely terrified now.
If anyone would like some tea or coffee, it's in the hallway after the meeting.
There are refreshments, including punch and Triscuits, on the table out front.
You know, there's a delicious coffee cake that I believe Chelsea made.
Abigail has made a delicious Rice Krispie treat that we could all share.
It's scrumptious.
Okay, I want to know what you guys...
It's made from the blood of virgins!
Oh my god.
Actually, it's...
Keeps
really,
the marshmallows.
It's really just Chocolberry Finn.
Oh, I stand correct.
It's a delicious Kool-Aid.
You stand correct.
Yes.
What do you think about her whole bullshit dodging sniper fire in Bosnia?
Well, of course it's not true.
Well, what was really? So funny, there were two funnies. Actually, there's a lot of funny. But the first funny is Sinbad, who we haven't heard from in, what, how long? Like 10 years?
I didn't even know he's still alive.
Yeah, who knows? Sinbad the comedian came out and he was like, hell no. There ain't no sniper fire. Walked right in there.
My favorite quote is, the most dangerous part of that trip is deciding where you're going to eat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other thing was that someone pointed out, do you think the Secret Service would really let the First Lady go into sniper fire?
Hillary Clinton has walked right into the Death Star, where she was confronted by stormtroopers.
Right, she deflected the beam.
Dark Lords, the Grand Moff Tarkin, she faced off. They blew up her planet. They were like, you will tell us where Alderaan is or the shit goes down. They
My favorite thing is that, you know.
She's got experience.
Her aides say that she misspoke.
That's a lie.
That's a fucking lie. Now, watch this. You be my aide. Ready?
Okay.
I once lifted a truck with my left arm.
In a state of a flight or fright reaction, Robbie Danger picked up a matchbox car and handed it to his niece.
Like, that's how much reality goes into what Hillary's... I mean, this is bullshit. Just own your fucking lie, bitch.
Seriously.
I'm so tired of this ridiculous... I misspoke. Bitch, you didn't misspeak. You fucking said, like, you gave detail. You're like, ah.
What I'm hoping happens is...
I was dodging bullets like Neo. and shit.
What I'm hoping is they start digging into the alleged foreign policy experience she does have. The thing is that they're not reporting on too much is that in Ireland, where she, you know, where she allegedly, where she allegedly created a utopia with her speeches,
right?
The prime minister said, "No, she enjoyed the tea set that we had," but you know that didn't get raked on the coals like an angry minister. Looks like David Spade.
She looks like David Bowie.
I've heard that.
In Chicago this week,
yes,
a thief went to rob a muffler shop. Right. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
He goes there. You know what? I guess he thought there was a lot of money there. Yeah. And the clerk behind the counter
said, "Oh, I thought he was just taking a muffler."
Like, that's what I thought too.
Cash. Did he creep up in a noisy car? Or
there's there's a lot of money in mufflers.
That's dangerous.
Thievery.
Yeah.
His name is Ruben Karate.
That's awesome.
That's the best name I ever heard. I'm changing my name to Ruben Karate.
So he
Who does not love starring Disco Sneakers and Ruben Karate?
That's fucking awesome.
That's awesome, man.
So he shows up at 8 o'clock in the morning to rob this muffler shop. The guys behind the counter are like, "Well, we don't have any money. The safe is locked.
We got some coffee and some donuts over in the other room if you want some, buddy."
Right. Yeah, they were totally calm about the whole situation. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what's sad. We just don't have the cash.
Yeah, basically that's what happened. So what does Ruben Karate do?
You know, on the
counter
we got those little sleeves for your beer. If you
I forgot about those, Lou.
Yeah, you can take those, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what does he do? He leaves his phone number with hers.
Shut the fuck up.
That's awesome.
And he leaves two phone numbers and says, "All right, call me when the manager gets here. I'll be back later to rob your store."
That is awesome. Ruben Karate is my favorite person ever.
What?
They call him. He comes back.
Shut the fuck up.
He comes back. The cops are there waiting for him. They shoot him in the leg. Now he's in jail.
That's the dumbest human on earth. Hey,
it wasn't a robbery as much as it was performance art.
Yeah, it really was.
That was great.
Robin Williams is getting a divorce.
Yay!
Someone loved him?
He was married for 19 years.
That's shocking.
To Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia was his babysitter.
Yeah, she was Zachary's nanny.
Wow.
Yeah, yep. Back with his first wife.
Could you imagine
wife.
Him picking her up? He's like, "Hey, so what do I want to do?" And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you want to fuck?
What?
That's how I imagine.
You're just like, "Hey, you want to fuck? I'm Robin Williams. I love children."
Yeah. Oh, and I was over here, and I was standing on the thing, and I was doing this, and I was like, "Oh, I'm Sean Connery now." And I'm like, "Hey, you want to give me a blowjob?" Fucking hate him. I fucking hate Robin Williams.
Why are you like the perverted genie in Aladdin?
Whatever, that's just him.
He's a perv. He's a total perv.
Yeah.
He's
like, "Oh, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my elbow, and I'm going to put it in front of my face."
And then the French guy comes by and goes, "This is shit." And
he's like, "Oh, lick my titties."
Yeah.
All right, I'm ending gossip on a happy note.
Robin Williams is dead.
Hideki Matsui got married.
Yay! Left fielder for the New York Yankees.
Listen to his quote. He's so cute.
Second favorite, only to Jabba Chamberlain.
I love him. I love Hideki. He says, "I, Hideki Matsui, am getting married. I have decided to spend my whole life with her."
But you know, it's like, it's so cute.
Is she an American girl?
Hideki's, no, she's Japanese.
That's cool.
Is she an American girl, though? Yeah, that's a good question.
Oh, no, that's what I asked. Yeah.
I think she's an American.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Hideki Matsui is Japanese. Thank you for that clarification.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, she's an office worker. She's 25.
Aw.
Are we done with this fucking bullshit now?
We're done.
Let's get the fuck out.
No. Before we leave, I got to have a debate right now with Chloe Jones. She brought something up last night that I'm really curious about.
Really? Are we doing this really?
Okay, so Chloe brought up the last night, actually.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this story she has to tell about ghosts. That her and her dad saw. Because she gets mad at me because I don't believe in ghosts at all.
You know what? You can call Bob and he will verify.
I'll call him right now.
Seriously.
Actually, tell the story first.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about all this, but go ahead.
Do you not believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts or do you not?
Mm.
So we have someone who absolutely doesn't, someone who absolutely does, and someone who's kind of on the fence.
Okay, this is one of many instances that went on when...
Many instances.
Yeah, there were a bunch of things that happened. This was like one...
So you actually kind of have a relationship with the supernatural.
I guess.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm not mocking you. Was this like a sexual encounter?
No.
Like that scene in Ghostbusters where the chick levitates and gives Dan Aykroyd head?
No.
Like he gave you the poltergeist penis?
Yeah.
No. Because one night, middle of the night, I wake up for no reason, and I walk into my hallway. I meet my dad in my hallway because he also woke up for no reason.
Right.
We don't say a word to each other. We walk into the kitchen, turn on the kitchen light, mm-hmm. and watch a plate go from one end of the kitchen, like slowly levitate, if you want to, you know, across the kitchen, go into the kitchen sink, bounce out of the kitchen sink and land on the floor and not break. Then we watched it happen. We looked at each other. We turned around and went back to bed like it never happened.
Now, I'm telling you that story did not happen.
It happened. Call my dad.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to know if Sammy Hagar was involved with that play.
Why would Sammy Hagar be involved?
Why wouldn't he be involved?
You got a point.
I know. Yeah, that's really weird.
It's really weird. And
you saw a plate levitate.
It like slowly glided across from like the kitchen countertop, across the kitchen, into the sink, and then onto the floor.
But one of the most important parts of the story is you, the next day you said to your father, did I dream that or did that happen? Your father was like, nope, that happened.
Yeah. I said, Dad, did you wake up last night and meet me in the kitchen? And he said, yeah. I'm like, okay, did something really weird happen? And he said, yeah. I was like, did we watch a plate go across the kitchen? He said, yep. I'm like, how come you didn't bring it up? He's like, I thought it was a dream. I'm like, okay, so did I.
All right, I'm calling your dad right
now.
Call
my dad. He will verify.
I got to get to the bottom of this.
Oh.
Hey, Bob.
Who's this?
This is Doug. You know who it is.
Doug who?
Yeah, I got your Doug who right here, Dodgers fan.
You got to bring it to that level.
Okay. Now, listen to this. Now, Chloe, stop.
Yeah.
Don't even talk. I'm going to ask him for his account.
Okay, wait a minute now. We're talking about Chloe now?
Yes. We're going to ask We're going to ask you your account of the same story she just told.
That was my account.
You don't even know what she said. How do you know that? Unless she coached you.
She didn't coach me. I remember the incident.
Okay, what happened?
What happened? Wait, is this being recorded right
yes.
now?
Yes, it is.
Am I on computer?
You're on computer and the government's files.
Is this food is not love or love is not food?
Food is not love, wacky guy.
Food is love.
You get Dad, just tell the story.
I'm not gonna
the story. Okay. Right. All right. This was quite a while. This has got to be at least 13 years ago. Chloe and I were, she was living with me at the time. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning or thereabouts. It was very, very early in the morning. And I remember hearing noise coming from the kitchen.
Right.
I didn't know what it was. The apartment had been broken into twice before. So I wasn't sure. But I got up, and as I'm getting up, and our bedroom and my bedroom faced each other, we sort of exited bedrooms simultaneously. And we just looked at each other. We really didn't say anything. We looked at each other. We walked into the kitchen, and as we walked into the kitchen, we saw a tin plate, which was on a countertop across from the kitchen sink. It's about 2 feet across. We heard the noise, and we saw the plate literally fly from the countertop, bounce around the kitchen sink, and then bounce out of the sink onto the floor.
Now, when you say you saw it fly...
Was it
in the air levitating slowly, or did it fly really quickly?
Like, could a rat have done this?
Yeah, could a rat have possibly done this?
Wait a minute, who's the third guy?
That's Robbie Danger.
Yeah, that's Robbie Danger.
Is this your evil alter ego?
Yeah. No.
Sort of. Yeah, no,
levitate? No, it didn't levitate. It didn't fly in a sense like a, rapidly. No, but it sort of... more like a flip.
It meandered across the...
It didn't meander. That is a very specific meaning. It moved. And a rat... First of all, we don't have rats. We did have mice on occasion.
Right.
Okay?
Like, I'm from the South. I don't know these things about New York. I think New York, right. Rats, Hillary Clinton, I don't know.
Right. So it could have been a rogue mouse.
Now, are you disparaging my state senator?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I am.
Don't disparage my state senator.
Hillary Clinton eats children.
It would have to have been an enormous rat to move the plate that way.
All right.
And we don't have rats here.
Okay.
At least at my apartment. We have mice, but I don't recall a mouse standing up on its hind legs and, playing frisbee with...
Potato, potato.
Okay, now...
With the what?
The counters, were they slippery at all? Were they wet?
No.
Okay.
No, the countertop is not wet.
Okay. Is there? Does your family have any history of mental illness?
Oh.
No, I'm asking a serious question.
As a matter of fact,
as a reporter, I have to ask these questions.
You're like Wolf Blitzer.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. And you know, in the tradition of our new governor, of full disclosure, you know, Governor Patterson,
right,
who admits to having affairs and smoking, you know, crack cocaine and doing heroin and whatever else.
But in all fairness, couldn't see a poltergeist if it was happening right in front of him.
That's you don't make fun of people's disability.
You're absolutely right. I crossed the line, right. Bob. I'm sorry. He's right.
We do have a history. We don't have a history of mental illness, but we do have a history of seeing things. I will relate to you an experience from my childhood of which there are several witnesses.
Okay, yeah, we have all the time in the world. Go ahead.
No, I don't. I'd like to go to bed.
Okay.
But
come on, Dad, speed it up.
So it's the bedroom. Doug said I had all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, be nice to your dad, Gypsy.
Right. You see how she treats people?
Did she tell you where I had dinner the other night?
No, Dad, just tell the story.
which sleazy hotel room was it?
Oh.
It was a very sleazy hotel room.
I knew it.
Because I'm a sleazy kind of
awesome! Is it true that your daughter used to hear you have sex?
You'll have to ask her that.
Okay.
Okay, I will not divulge anything.
I'm just making stuff up.
Of course you are, and I'm going, look, we were playing. Now, I'm being serious here. You don't have to believe me. I'm being very serious just to prove your point that there's a history of mental illness. It's the whole family.
Now, let me ask you this quick. You guys are Italian. Are you guys from Italy? Like, does your heritage trace back that far? Or are you guys maybe Indian and perhaps have, like, Native American spirits that float
here.
Around you?
Have you ever taken peyote?
I didn't do drugs.
Okay.
So, even though I'm a product of the 60s, I was the only one in the 60s who didn't get free sex. I had to pay for it.
Aww.
And I didn't do drugs.
Chloe, say hi to your dad.
Thank you.
All right, so he's sticking to the same story that you told. That plates have flown.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a tin plate. And not plates, once.
Okay,
we
but...
did have...
I gotta. Let me ask. I'm not mocking you. The reason why we're even having this conversation is I absolutely do not believe in ghosts at all. So that's
that's your loss.
Okay,
you're a material world person. You're a materialist.
That's right. I am a material girl.
You don't accept the spiritual realm.
Bob, get with it. We're living in a material world. Now, listen.
No, the material world died with Madonna about 10 years
ago.
Aww.
Looks great for her age, too.
Yeah.
Looks great
I'd hit that. Would you hit that, Bob?
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, Bob, when you watch those videos, you're like, I could hit that.
Oh.
You think she still has all her teeth? I don't think so.
My dad.
No. There's a couple things.
Speaking of which, you can ask Chloe, my favorite movie is Amazon Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's my one.
It's because Adrian Barbeau practically wears nothing.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, Chloe mentioned also that you've had your house exorcised.
No. Blessed.
Blessed. You had. Is that true?
Came.
You had it blessed. You had a priest.
That's very common for Italians and Italian Americans to have the apartment blessed. Yes.
After this incident.
Yes, but it's not an uncommon thing to have the apartment or the house.
No, I'm not judging. I'm just asking.
Of course, you're judging.
A little, but not out loud.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we had the apartment blessed after the incident. It was a motivation to have it done.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for coming on and backing up her story.
Yes.
And you know what? We're going to have you back lots because you rule.
You're gonna
why don't you come here and do the news?
I could do the news.
Yeah, see? Your dad's going to take your
there
job.
You
right.
I love you, Dad.
Okay. Good night, Doug. And who's the southern guy with you?
I like how your daughter hasn't told you about me.
I've told you.
Yeah.
No, she did. Is your name Robin or Robert or Robert something?
Robert.
Yeah, it's Robin.
Robin?
No, it is definitely not Robin.
Oh, it's Robert.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are you from, Robin?
I was born up north, but I've been here for about 20 years now.
Wait a minute. Born up north where? North
Michigan.
That doesn't count.
That's not the North?
Doesn't even exist,
he
thinks.
It's the North Country, but that's like, you know, you're like cheeseheads up there.
We make cars, I don't know.
Not anymore, you don't.
No.
Bob, is that a TV in the background, or is there a poltergeist behind you?
Well, it's Fifi.
When are you coming to visit, Bob?
I'll be down there sometime during the summer. Can I come and be on your...
Of course.
Whatever. Absolutely, in the studio.
Is it a podcast? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
I insist that you're here.
Yes, absolutely. I want you to come on the show.
I would like to... Thank you. I appreciate that. I accept your invitation.
All right.
Would you like me to bring any stories with me?
I want you to bring as many as you can.
Absolutely. Bring them all.
And bring pictures so we can put them up on our website.
I don't want to embarrass my...
I do.
I know you do.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. We will talk to you really soon.
Wait, before you hang up. Now, are you guys going to do more conspiracy stuff? I know you don't like conspiracy. Are you gonna do
it? Yeah, no, absolutely. If you want to come on.
New news came out. I'll just give you a brief. Just this morning I saw it, or it was yesterday.
Okay.
About the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Probably not a one-gun person.
Actually, I saw something about that like on CNN or something like that, and Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King as well. Yes, that'll be on, I think, later in the week, Sunday or something.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
Okay.
Well, definitely next conspiracy episode, we definitely have to Bob on.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Should I bring my alien friends with me? And I don't mean people who cross the border.
Yes,
absolutely.
Bring all your friends.
The time border. Okay.
All right.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He was so awesome.
I know. It was really funny.
I didn't mean to upset you by the
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to ask if your dad ever heard you fucking.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Oh, it was pretty dope.
Have you heard him fucking, not him hearing you fucking?
There's no, please, never again.
Okay.
He's like, you want this cannoli,
I'll never
baby?
Do that again.
Hey, baby, you want this cannoli? You know what I mean? That's what a.
He
isn't
was
my
awesome.
Dad awesome?
I'm gonna give you a cheese blintz on your chest.
Your dad was so cool.
I love my daddy.
He was awesome. Good. All right, so he backed up your story.
I still think you're both delusional. We're delusional.
Well, also he made it sound a little bit more realistic. He didn't, you know. You said the plate was like.
I believe it's a rat.
Yeah.
We don't have rats.
You just have mice. Mice are strong.
We didn't have mice then.
Can be strong.
Right, very strong.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Chloe's dad.
That was amazing.
I love you, Dad.
Telling your weird ghost stories. Well, you know what? We got to get out of here soon.
Yeah, it's getting to be that time.
Yeah, but you know what? We have a couple of mentionables. Mike's DVD of Bring It On will be in the mail this week. We didn't mail
Congratulations.
It.
We
didn't mail it, as in Disco has not mailed it.
There was a debacle in the mailroom.
Right. We had to fire like five people.
We have to announce that also that Maida is our super fan of the month.
I love Maida. Maida is awesome.
Oh, give me my guitar. Let's just write a song for Maida right now.
Okay.
Get that together. Pick a key, Rob.
Let's go for... are we going to do Happy?
Yes, yes. All right, we're very happy about Maida.
All right, let's play in G, please.
G. Oh, Maida, baby, I love you so much.
Your hair's real nice and your glasses are pretty.
Oh, Maida, I love you so much.
Your smile's okay and you're on my MySpace page.
Maida, I love you so much.
You listen to our show and that makes us very special to you.
We love you. Cause under Rob's theory, we only love those who love us. Thank you.
Yay.
That was beautiful.
We love you, Maida.
We do love Maida. And Ty.
She's a trooper.
Thank you.
Yay.
Well, everybody, you know what? You could subscribe to the podcast.
How do you do that?
You can do that by going to foodisnotlove.com.
Wait, where do you go?
Foodisnotlove.com.
That's a good idea. I think I'll go there.
And then after you go there, there's this little orange icon in the top corner of the page. You click that, and bam, you're subscribed.
It looks like radio waves.
Pretty much. But you know what? I'm going to get the hell out of here. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Are you seriously going to play that song?
Nah, I was like, fuck with you. I'll play something else. Bye, everybody.